The program you're listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are not necessarily those of WDO2 or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen.
Here's a PSA. Nearly 5 million Americans will need a life-saving blood transfusion this year. Though many are aware of the chronic blood shortage problem, not many are acting to help fix it. It is estimated that 60% of Americans are eligible to give blood, but only 5% actually do. Further reason for not giving blood. This has been a public service announcement from the Ad Council. Here's a promo. Go to the girls' varsity basketball game this Friday at 7 p.m. if you want to. This is WDOT Port Washington. You're on the dot. This is Talkin' Sports with Drew and Holden.
So we're on episode 7 or 8?
I think 7 today.
And now we have a special guest, Ben King.
The rattling Ben King.
Very special.
So, to start off our show, we're going to start talking about the Mets' recent signing of Juan Soto, the biggest contract in the major sports, getting 15 years for $765 million, which can escalate to over $800 million.
805.
Okay, hold on.
That's why he said over. He didn't say 800 million. He said over 800 million, okay. Holden.
So, Ben is a Yankees fan, so let's get his opinion first.
Yes.
I hope Juan Soto breaks his spine.
And that's why we do the disclaimer.
Well, no, it's because I hate him.
Why?
He's a money-hungry stinker.
And he's better than your whole team.
That's not true.
Okay, so now that the Yankees lost him, what should they do? Hitters.
Bro, the Yankees are going to have their worst year in 20 years.
It's not true.
They're going to go under 500 and not make the playoffs.
No, but Ben. Not true. What should the Yankees do now that they have lost Soto?
Hire Don Galeone to take care of business.
You need help.
What?
And then,
quite reasonable.
With this Soto deal, the Mets still have a lot of cap to use with a lot of money to use since they have, they're going to re-sign Alonso probably. They could get Christian Walker.
Cap. They could get Burns.
Burns. Cap. Freed. Crochet.
Cap.
So, King, what do you think the Yankees are going to do this offseason?
The Yankees are...
They're going to do absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
The Yankees...
And they're going to be the worst team in the MLB.
Stop lying, bud. The Yankees are going to sign Pete Alonso. They're going to... What? You want me to say that I think we're going to sign Pete Alonso, we're going to trade a fourth-round prospect for Francisco Lindor.
That's not how the MLB works.
Shut up. We're going to put a hit out on...
What is this delusional fan talking about?
You guys are talking about how you're going to re-sign Alonso. You're going to get all these players. You're
now that
Christian
they re-sign
Walker.
Soto. No, King, listen to me. Now that they re-sign Soto, the chances are going to be higher that they get Alonso back. Because he would not have wanted to come back. Now they're real World Series contenders.
No, they're not. They're the Mets. It's like the Jets. No matter who they get, they'll always not be that good.
He's got a point.
There's just some teams that have the luck on their side and are not a cursed franchise. And then there's the Mets. And I'm happy that they're cursed because I don't like them. They stink.
You have no reason not to
like
them.
Because the Mets have Soto.
Because all my friends are Mets fans and they always glaze them every single day. Drew Angle always goes... Oh, we got Soto, and now we're a World Series contender, and we're going to win everything. We're going to go 162-0. And, no, you're not.
Were you trying to imitate me with the voice?
No, I'm just...
Oh, really? Oh, really, King?
If I wanted to imitate you with the voice, I would have gone, ha-ha, yeah, so Juan Soto is a World Series contender.
So, the Mets...
You just turn off my mic.
We know the Mets free agency is not over, but there's a lot for them to discuss. As we move on to football here, with Josh Allen posting a season high out of the whole NFL with 51.88 points.
He was just insane. He got 5 touchdowns.
5 touchdowns, 3 passing, 2 rushing.
Yeah, that's just insane. But we have to talk about Puka Nacua. On the other side of that game.
Hey, King, do you have any of these guys on your fantasy team before you fall asleep?
No.
You don't?
No.
Really?
I lose every game.
Because you stink. So,
Herb, you produce estrogen.
Also, this week in fantasy, there were many other players that stepped up as going into the playoffs for many leagues, such as Joe Burrow, Tyreek Hill, and there was one other receiver that really stepped up. His name is...
Burrow went off.
Jordan Addison. Jordan Addison scored 35 points. Who has been...
King, who... What team is Jordan Addison on?
Vikings. I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
Holden. How... All right. You know what? No. It's time to quiz Holden because he's...
Holden. What team is...
Rashad White on?
Bucks.
Good boy.
What team is D. Eskridge on?
That's not a person.
Yes, it is.
What team is he on?
The Seahawks?
Nope. Dolphins.
Oh.
What team is Alexander Madison on? Yeah, exactly. So don't be criticizing
Vikings.
Our special guest. Nope, wrong. He was on the Vikings, though.
Yeah, he was.
He's not anymore.
He's on the Raiders.
I played him with on Madden.
He's
of course,
on the Raiders.
You throw a pick every time you touch the ball.
Yeah, that's true.
And then also, we have to talk about the Jets. Did anyone
see? They suck.
Yeah, I know. It's really disappointing. Did you see Garrett Wilson's quote? He said, "The Jets have a gene of losing. No matter how good they play, they're going to lose." He literally said that to the press.
Yeah.
It just shows how him being a young player that the Jets obviously want to keep, he's going to ask for a lot of money, and the Jets, I don't know if they're going to make a push for him.
I mean, then who would make a push for him?
Any other team. He's a top 10 receiver in the
NFL.
No,
he's not. He's not a top 10 receiver in the NFL.
Name 10 better receivers. Go.
Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Yes.
Questionable.
DK Metcalf.
Yes.
Juwan Jennings.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Juwan Jennings is him. And that's coming from a Seahawks, right? Juwan Jennings is insane. Debo. Brandon Ayuk.
Nope, he is not.
Yes,
no.
He is.
You're so bad.
No, Brandon Ayuk, Justin Jefferson, Jalen Waddle, Tyreek Hill, Davante Adams. I'm pretty sure that's 10. If that's not 10, Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Amari Cooper?
No. He's washed.
He's been good.
It doesn't matter. He's washed.
CeeDee Lamb. Jake Bobo.
Go Jake Bobo style. Ooh, 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 ooh. And now King is doing a weird dance.
No, that was 10 at least.
Yes.
Yes.
And
yes.
They're all better.
But this...
I hate Garrett Wilson so much. Watching him play is so boring.
This
he
was
has
the
no
best...
drip. No drip at all. The loose sleeves and the bucket is nasty.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really, King?
Yeah.
But the rest of this Jets team, their offense, had their best performance of the year with Aaron Rodgers posting over 300 yards for the first time since 2021, which for his standard is not very great. But also with Davante Adams and the two rookie running backs, as Breece Hall was out, Isaiah Davis and Braylon Allen stepping up for this Jets team. As now they're just going to be, as they should be, tanking for the number one overall pick now. They won't be. It's going to be a classic Jets season where they go 7-10 and then get like the 15th pick. They have nothing to play for anymore, but they're going.
On skibbity.
I want to talk about how the Panthers kept that game close with the Eagles.
The Panthers have been very good.
Panthers are good.
They lost on a game-winning field goal by the Chiefs, lost on a game winner by the Bucks in overtime, and lost by one possession to the Eagles. Three teams that could easily make the playoffs, and two that are powerhouses, with the Bucks should be winning more games. They're just getting a little unlucky with their circumstances. King, what do you have to say about Bryce Young?
Wait, I just want to hear. I heard you like swallow to like prepare yourself for speaking, and you're like, I can't replicate the sound, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Bryce Young, he's short. I'm not sure if they have a Christmas game, he won't be able to play.
His child.
No, because he's working on Santa's workshop, in Santa's workshop.
Yeah, he's short.
Yeah, like you. But he's good. And he's been really bad the start of his season and the start of his career in general, but he's really been turning it up recently, and he's been playing pretty well, so.
Yeah, this Panthers team has a lot of up-and-coming stars, such as Xavier Legette, but also veterans like Adam Thielen, who's probably going to be his last year or two.
You know who's an up-and-coming star?
Who? Dee Eskridge?
No.
Who?
Jaxon Smith?
He's already a star.
Yeah, he's already a star.
AJ Barner.
I don't know who that is. Is he like a Seahawks backup linebacker?
No, he's a probably. Seahawks tight end. He was drafted in the fourth round.
Is he better than Jake Bobo?
No one's better than Jake Bobo.
Oh, really?
No one.
Jake Bobo's pretty good.
Jake Bobo's elite.
We also have to talk about the Chiefs. How
do we?
They have
one possession game.
One possession games every single week.
Oh. All of their last 15 wins have been one possession. As they
most of them by a penalty, and then they somehow kick a field goal.
On that last drive that the...
Nobody wants them to win. Only people that live in Kansas City want them to win. All of America doesn't want the Chiefs to win.
That's not true. Do you know how many bandwagons there are for the Chiefs?
Yes, Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie. Every single white
might
girl.
Might as well say Rubel.
Every single white girl under the age of 16.
Yeah.
Every football fan that doesn't live in hates the Chiefs.
And knows football. Holden. What?
So doesn't Holden love football?
Yeah, but he doesn't know football.
I mean, doesn't Holden love the Chiefs then?
Oh, yeah. Just because of his sister.
No, just because he doesn't know football.
True.
I don't like the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But then, also, the Raiders and the Jaguars having close games with the Bucks and the Titans. For the draft pick, it really seems like the Jets and Giants are really going to make a move for the first overall pick. It's probably going to be the Jaguars.
And the Cowboys are also going to be up there.
No, they're 5-8. They still are.
Yeah, but they're probably going to tank because Dak...
Yeah, but they haven't been that horrible. Like, they're a team.
The Giants.
Yeah. What is this kid doing? And then, also, with New York sports teams having...
Two New York sports teams are the Rangers and Knicks that are good.
How are the Islanders doing?
They're not good.
At all?
Not at all.
Are they going to make the playoffs?
Maybe what are you guys talking about? Only two New York sports teams that are good is the Knicks and Rangers.
Oh, and the Bills. But yeah, like,
Bills aren't a New York
City.
Sports team.
Yes, they are. No, we're talking...
It's Buffalo.
We're talking about Buffalo. City.
No,
we're talking
about
City.
Okay. Jets and Giants are not New York sports teams.
Yes.
They're in East Rutherford.
East Rutherford.
Yeah.
That's not New York, bud.
Yeah,
that's Gabagoolville. That's Gabagoolville.
Gabagoolville?
Yeah, Gabagoolville.
But
that's where the Grinch steals his meatballs from.
But the Knicks got a dub yesterday.
Knicks got a dub last night, heading into their semifinals match with the Hawks for the NBA Cup. Ben, what do you think of the NBA Cup?
It's stupid.
What makes it stupid?
The entire NBA is stupid.
Wait. What's an NBA Cup?
The NBA Cup is an in-season tournament. It's the in-season tournament.
I thought the Knicks were out of that.
No, they won their group, which is part of the...
How long is it?
That's what she
said. It goes through most of the season. But, the group play still counts for your record, but then, like, as you progress, it doesn't. So, like...
Will it end before the All-Star break?
I think, around the All-Star break. And, the Lakers won it last year, but then they didn't make... I don't think they even made the playoffs last year.
Yes, they did. You know, you have negative ball knowledge.
Oh, so how far did they make it, King? Who'd they play?
They lost to the Nuggets in the first round.
No, they didn't. It was either the Nuggets or the Mavericks.
No, they lost to the Nuggets in the conference championship. in the conference championship.
No, they didn't make the conference championship.
Yes, they did.
Hold up. A little research right now.
Ben, how do you feel about Bronny James?
Oh, he's so cute. I mean, he's not good at basketball.
The Lakers played the Nuggets last year in the first round, so...
Cap.
This is what it says.
Well, I was right the first time.
And they lost in game 5.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was 2 years ago that they...
Yeah, it was first round loss to Denver in 5 games.
Yeah, my bad. They lost 2 years ago in the conference championship. Yeah. But I was right the first time, so I still have...
It's okay, King. You'll
Sigma
get
ball knowledge. Skibbity ball knowledge.
But with the Knicks... King, you're a Nets fan, right?
I don't want to talk about it.
No, he is. We're talking about how horrible have the Nets been this year.
It's a rebuilding year. Cam Thomas is good.
You have 4 first-round picks, and you have 4 first-round picks from the Knicks. So you have a lot coming, but
yeah, but they're all going to be like 20. They're all going to be in the 20s.
Why? Because the Knicks are good.
Because the Knicks are good enough to make the playoffs.
Exactly. They're better than the Nets.
No, Knicks are good enough to make the playoffs, but not good enough to win the championship. So they're not going to be in the 30s.
Honestly,
the
Knicks haven't been that good. I think they've been a little disappointing with not much going on. And it's kind of a shame how they could have done a lot more. And just, I don't know.
Stop doing an impression of my dad describing me. Please stop.
Am I mansplaining?
No, you're just making an impression of my dad talking about me.
We're done with this. I want to go back
so much
to the
more.
NFL.
Kind of disappointing.
Ben.
What?
I want to go back to the NFL quickly. I heard that Aiden Hutchinson, if the Lions make the playoffs, will come back.
We talked about this.
No, but this is guaranteed. If they make the Super Bowl, then he's coming back. He got a torn fibula and tibia in week 4. That's insane, because that takes a lot of time to heal.
Hold on, where's the tibula?
In your behind your shin. It's
Thank you. I didn't know.
Your fibula is in the front, and you did know.
No, I didn't. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
There's going to be a couple teams that are going to be questionable making the playoffs this year, such as who are going to be early losers, the Falcons.
Falcons are not even going to make it.
They're going to make it. They're going to win the division. The division's horrible.
The Bucks are going to win the division.
The Bucks are like 4-6.
I think that the Texans.
That's impossible.
Wrong division, Holden.
No. But in general, the Texans are not going to do well.
Yeah, they're not going to do well.
I think if the Cardinals make it, they're going to lose first round. I think any team in the NFC that's got the Seahawks is going to lose early.
The Seahawks aren't that good, though.
Oh, Burb.
They aren't, though.
Burb, you produce estrogen.
That's not a reason. Give me a reason. They're not that good. They've a washed-up quarterback.
Geno Smith is him.
He's washed up.
You're a Jets fan!
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is washed up, but they have Jordan Travis in the system.
Jordan Travis sucks.
He hasn't played a game. He tore his ACL. He would have been the first overall pick if he didn't.
That's... hilarious.
It's true. He at least would have gone first round.
No, he wouldn't.
Where would he have gone?
He still would have gone 5th round.
What? You're insane.
I'm not insane. You're just saying that because you are a Jets fan who has him on the roster.
He's not even on the roster. He's still hurt.
Do you watch college football at all?
No.
Exactly. So you cannot be talking. Wow. If you know how much college football I watch, I know ball.
Well, that's what your podcast is about. Go watch Argumentative.
All right, hold it. Why did you stop the recording? That's the main thing I want to say. Why'd you stop it?
Because Holden's embarrassed about arguing on the show, which is absolutely ridiculous. This is a sports show. There's going to be arguing.
No,
I don't know what you expect.
It's just that Ben is so off topic.
No, I'm not off topic. I'm just saying that my podcast, Argumentative, check it out on Spotify and anywhere that... just Spotify, actually. Argumentative... much better than this. You guys, Burb goes, so let's talk about the New York Jets. and then starts a topic. It's so strange.
They're horrible. What else are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about how...
College football is boring.
No, we're going to talk about how Tua Tagovailoa is going to sign with Atlanta and switch from playing football to basketball. Hawks Tua.
Thank you for coming on the show, Benjamin.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
This is Talking Sports with Drew and Holden.